Nolte, Transbishop sues Lutheran denomination for harassment, discrimination. By John Nolte on March 3, 2023. The far-left Associated Press reports that the Reverend Megan Rohrer, who was elected as the first openly transgender bishop of one of the largest Christian denominations in the country in May 2021, is suing the church and claiming he was forced out after enduring several months of discrimination and harassment. I'm confused. Megan is a he? From what I've been able to piece together, Megan is a biological woman who identifies as a man. So why hold on to the name Megan? These people, I tell ya. So in May of 2021, Reverend Trance, who was then using those ludicrous they and them pronouns, was the first transgender person to serve as bishop in the denomination or in any of the U.S. major Christian faiths. In fact, she was the first transgender person to be ordained in the ALCA in 2006 and the first to serve as a pastor when called to Grace Lutheran in 2014. So this church accepted and promoted her knowing what she was. So, it's not like she won a promotion to bishop and said, "Hey, I'm a guy now, and I dare you to fire me." Nevertheless, she's still suing the church for discriminating against her, for being transgender and deliberately misgendering her, and creating a hostile work environment. She is seeking money, naturally. Forgive me, but I don't understand. Why would a church that has accepted and promoted her for 17 years suddenly have an issue with her sexual hang-ups? And I would just like to add that if you want to be seen as a man, you might want to stop using the name Megan. You are a biological female, you look like a girl. You go by the name Megan, and then you complain about being misgendered? It seems to me she was setting people up to fail so she could scold them, feel superior, and play the victim. "Hi, my name's Megan. It's nice to meet you, ma'am. I'm a sir, bigot. Man alive." However, Reverend Trance has been accused of racism after she fired the pastor of a predominantly Latino, immigrant congregation in Stanton, California, on the day of Our Lady of Guadalupe, for which the community had planned elaborate festivities. However, her lawsuit says she was a scapegoat for the firing, and the church then publicly shamed her as a racist. The firing of this pastor at that Latino congregation caused some serious fallout. The church made a public apology to the congregation, but the congregation lost the denomination's financial backing and was forced to vacate their building and worship in the parking lot. Am I the only one who loves this story? More glorious blue-on-blue violence. Racist. Transphobe. Bigot. Homophobe. What, I'm not supposed to lmao at that. These people deserve each other. And I have no tolerance for people who damn souls by tricking those souls into believing they are right with God when they are decidedly not. And that's exactly what this church and this Megan lady are doing. Accepting sinners in the church is Christianity. Accepting sin is demonic. My heart breaks for those who don't know any better. For those who this church has fooled, at the cost of their own souls, into believing they are saved. This is naked evil, the worst kind. The rules to avoid hell are not negotiable and come from above. Not from man or woman or supercalifragilisticexpialidocious plus. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.